I want us to have a special class right now about questions we're going to have when we approach Judaism, questions which are simple to ask and complicated to answer, questions which are legitimate, and the fact that we hear the question doesn't always mean we're going to be able to see the answer clearly. And I once heard a beautiful mashal, a beautiful allegory. I don't know if they still do it this way. I haven't seen it done lately. But once upon a time, when they used to have billboards with pictures, advertisements, so the way the billboard was done was you'd have a man on a scaffold by the billboard, and he had a lot of different colors that he was painting with. And the billboard is really broken down into a graph where you have 10 by 10 squares, and every square is broken down into a graph of 10 by 10 squares, and each one of those squares is broken down, and so on. So the guy who's coloring the billboard, he doesn't know specifically. He gets a list. Fill in square 1, B, Q, whatever. Fill that in black. So he starts filling in that square black. And then he's told, fill in this one, this color. And he's working on those squares. So if you walked by in the morning and you saw him filling in squares that are black, and then you came back 5 minutes later and you saw that right above the black, he was filling in blue. And right above the blue, he was filling in white. And then you see him going down beneath the black, and again, filling in blue, and right beneath the blue, white. So you'd stand there and look at it and say, that's a really funny picture. I'm not seeing anything. But if you'd show up a day later, you'd suddenly see an eyeball there. You'd see that that black was the pupil of the eyeball. And around it is the blue. The person has blue eyes. And around that is the white. And everything starts making sense. You start understanding what you're seeing. But when you just see that square being filled in, you're wondering, what kind of painting is he doing? I see black, I see blue, I see white. I don't see any beauty. I don't see anything that makes sense. There are things in life that when you see a very small segment of the picture, you can't really understand what you're seeing. And it doesn't even look beautiful. It doesn't even look like it makes sense. And that's the way it is with regards to certain things in the Torah. Where you look at it and you say, why? Well, I don't get that. And you're right. The question is right. It can't make sense with the framework that we have. But as we get a broader and broader and broader framework, we can understand better. I'm still at the stage where I don't have a broad enough framework. I have answers that are written by the commentaries, and I don't see why the answers are better than the questions. I'm telling you honestly, there are questions like the numberings of Am Yisrael, where the Torah goes through the numbers at such length. Certain sacrifices, the Torah goes into details. You have certain things that the Torah recounts in tremendous, tremendous detail, and you wonder why. Why is it important? Why is the repetition important? And we've seen answers. We've discussed answers. But to say at the end of the day that the answer sits with me so well that I can say, yeah, I got that. Makes sense. No. No, I can't say that. I think that we see enough things that make beautiful sense, that we understand the system and we respect the system. So when we reach things like that, we say, okay, I'll learn more, I'll understand more. One day I assume I'll have a better answer. But right now, let's be honest and say there are answers. Again, we can discuss the answers, but I rather recognize that these are questions which, when we'll get a much better, broader picture of the Torah, then we'll also understand this. I think it's a, again, I can give you some of the answers. I don't see the, I don't see how they're better than the question. I'm not comfortable with them.